Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Ketriel Blad. Parasha Balak, Destroyer. Week 40, First Aliyah. A people that has come out of Egypt covers the face of the land. Now, come and put a curse on them for me. Perhaps then I will be able to fight them and drive them away. But God said to Balaam, "Do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people, because they are blessed." Numbers 22, verses 11 and 12. Can a blessed people be cursed? To be expelled from the land is a curse. The Hebrew word translated as "drive them away" is garash. The meaning of this word is to be expelled from a possession, expatriate, or divorced. The Eternal expelled Garash, Adam and Chava from the Garden of Eden. He also expelled Garash, Cain from the land. The same word is used for a divorced woman, Grusha, and Israel's expulsion from Egypt. The expulsion of the people of the covenant from the promised land is a curse, both for the people and the land. When the people of the covenant live outside of Israel, it is because the curse has reached them. The land also suffers. The curse, when the people of the covenant don't live there, it feels it. The land feels it. All the time during which the great majority of the Jewish people have lived out of the land of Israel, it has been a desert. No other people can make the land of Israel flourish. When other peoples plant in the promised land, it doesn't yield fruit. Arabs can't cultivate in Israel because it doesn't yield. Only the people of the covenant can make the land of the covenant produce and flourish. The Talmud teaches that the most important sign to know that the final redemption is coming is when the trees of Israel give fruit, according to what's written in Ezekiel 36:8. But you, O mountains of Israel, will produce branches and fruit for my people Israel, for they will soon come home. The mountains of Israel are producing for the people of Israel, and they are only fruitful when there are Jews in the land. What the king of Moab wanted to do was to divorce Israel from their land. In order to achieve this, first he wanted to cast cursing words to them, and then to make war against them. The same is happening today. Israel's enemies are trying to con the whole world with cursing words, using means of communication and oil-bought politicians' influences. When they achieve their goal of turning the world's opinion against Israel and then the rest of the Jews, they will start the war to try to divorce the Jews from the promised land. But they will not succeed, because the Messiah will finally come like a roaring lion and defend his people and rescue the chosen ones from among the nations who are eagerly waiting for him. The world system won't be able to curse and expel the Jews again, because the Jewish people will abandon their sins more and more and will come back to their Redeemer, the Sacred One of Israel. He will answer and he will save them. Don't curse the Jews because they are a blessed people. The curse will return upon those who do it. Shavua Tov, and good week. Shalom.